ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
But hey, you are the other aspect or the most important part to your life, which is your spiritual life. The food to eat is the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1. Man is essentially a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. So you are a tripartite being. You can't neglect this aspect of your life. He said, don't for a minute let this book. Please flow with me. Who is on that console? Just flow with me. Make my work easy. Can we go back to that translation that you threw up? Don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. He said, ponder and meditate on it day and night. Make sure you practice everything. And you know, practicing the word is work. James talked about it. He said, whosoever continue in this perfect law of liberty and is not a forgetful hearers of this word, but a doer of this work, W-O-R-K. He said, it is this man that will be blessed in all his days. So it's talking about how God's word is his will for us. And if we will live here, we can't lose sight of this word. So continue to dwell. I used this illustration on Wednesday. If you see the local hen who wants to give birth, they lay the egg. But there comes a time they brood 24 hours over that egg. They maintain the temperature and all that so that they can hatch a new life. You can't go in and out with the word of God. I mean, you can't even do Sunday to Sunday paraquin. No, you can't do it. You can't even do everything you just heard somebody preach. No, you have to be Liberian Christian. You have to go back home to check those things which are so. And then you live your life based on the word of God. What do you do with the word of God? Maybe four things. You study it. You meditate it. Huh? You confess it. You act on it. That's the only way. And that's what James was saying. We have diverse temptation. In the latter part, he says, if any one of us is tempted, he said, God doesn't bring temptation. We are drawn by our own desires. And when those desires, they fully mature, just like when the work of God is matured in our life, it births miracle. When the work of our own self also mature in our life, it births the other thing, it births sin. It births total departure from the things of God. So we must dwell. The head, just like the hen, we brood over the head until the new life comes. It's the same way. We look into the perfect law of liberty. We continue therein. He said, make sure you practice everything written in it. That is the way you can get to where you are going. That's the way you and I can succeed. We have succeeded in eating good food. It has taken care of our body. It gives us fresh strength. We drink water. We do all these things. We have succeeded in also training our mind. Some of us, we are intelligent. We can compare matters of life with matters of life. But hey, there is also the most important aspect of our lives, which when we get right, the renewal of our mind and our body we can put under, and then we can live a successful life. So we are not on the frequency of happiness. that it is when certain indices are in place, that's when we are happy. And when certain indices are not in place, then we are not happy. No, we are joyful. Whether something is good, something is not good, whether it is at the best state, nothing reduces our joy, because the joy of the Lord, that is the source of our strength. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord, Jesus is the source of our joy. And we can see it in the scriptures. How when he steps in, I mean, the people were hungry, he stepped in, he fed them. There was a time they were afraid, and he said, let's cross over to the other side. And he showed them how when he's in, as long as he's inside their boat of life, there is nothing storming about this life that they won't be in charge. There was a time a woman, the only son, died. And there was sadness. There was gloom. And Jesus stepped into that situation and he brought joy. There was a time someone's servant was sick and was almost dying. And he said, and he came to the master in response of faith. He said, no, speak your word only. Speak your word only. And sometimes when we are faced with trials and temptations of life, all we need is to hear him reassure those words in our hearts. Praise the Lord. The third thing is that you must be filled. Be being filled with the Holy Spirit. Faced with trial and temptation, that is the time to be filled. It's a continuous process. Be filled. These are the days of the outpouring, fresh outpouring of the Spirit of God. But we have to be being filled so that we can develop capacity for the days and the hour that we live in. We can develop capacity. This trial, this temptation, they won't last forever. But God expects us to develop capacity. That's why he said the trial of the faith, they work what? The strength of character, of patience and all. Let's read Romans chapter 5, verses 1, I think, to 3. It explained what James was also trying. This is Paul's writing. He said, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, through whom also we have access by faith. So we are justified, we are saved, but also we also have access into this grace in which we stand. So when trial comes, we already have access to the strength of God. He said, and then we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He said, and not only that we glory, not only when things are okay. We glory even in tribulations. We glory. I think a lot of people, I don't know how we got into it, to believe that our faith in the Lord Jesus is a ticket to utopia, where everything just work out, and there is nothing happening. And we've even believed, or we were taught to believe, that when things are happening, people will convince you that you are a sinner. Or you have a sin lurking somewhere in your life. That's why things are happening. But look at what he says here. He said, we glory in tribulation, knowing that there is something challenges produces in us. I believe that's one of the things this present challenges is producing in us as citizens of this nation. We are looking inward. And if you are not, please leverage on the Holy Ghost on the inside of you and begin to look inward. The solution is not on the outside. Let me talk politics a little bit. You know, the solution is not in our leadership. We can only pray for them. I mean, the shocker for me now is that there is no opposition. So the people in our house have agreed that we are not going to oppose each other anymore. That's a problem. In all the nations in the world where people practice politics, there must be a voice. But there must be an opposition voice. And you know, that's why you can't even talk. Civil society, because in the country is agreed that there must no, and we know that that count is not sustainable. It will lead to anarchy. But we can only pray. We pray for our leaders. But the truth is that the challenges of this present moment is supposed to help us look inward. In your business, you have to start looking inward. In your career path, look inward. It says that the tribulation produces perseverance. And then perseverance produces what? Character. And if you look around us, that's a virtue that is fast going out of our society. So this time is for us to look inward. And then character does what? Hope. Hope. Can we read this same verse of scripture 1 to 4 in the Amplified Translation? Amplified, please. So therefore, we have been justified, that is, acquitted of our sins, declared blameless before God by faith. So let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God. And so, for the fact that we have peace with God doesn't mean there won't be any challenges. And the joy of our reconciliation with Him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah and the Anointed One. Verse 2 says, through Him we have what? Access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly and safely secured our stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and confidence and assurance of experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of His excellence and power. Not only this, but with joy. That's what I'm looking for. With joy. With joy. Let us exult in our sufferings. I'm not saying the suffering here is not suffering by ignorance. But hey, you are doing all that you need or know how to do. And then in the midst of it, I mean, things are still just maybe because of the outside forces. Maybe because of the environment. Hey, hold on. Don't lose your faith. Knowing that hardship, which means distress, pressure, trouble, produces what? Patience, endurance. Let's read verse 4. An endurance, proven character. Proven character, hope, and confidence of eternal salvation. Verse 5. Such hope in God's promises, never what? Because what? God's love has been abundantly pour out within our heart through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Praise the Lord. As I said, praise the Lord. So, at this time, our posture of faith is we are being filled with the Holy Spirit. When your strength is going down, ask the Holy Spirit, I need strength. I need grace to continue. Fourthly, your posture, cultivate daily the heart of gratefulness. I think I've said something about that. Cultivate daily your heart of gratefulness. A-R-T, heart. You can learn it. If you are used to complaining, begin to learn it. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible instructs us about our posture when it comes to business. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Can we read from 16 or 17? Say, when I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered my bones. That's like the situation. I trembled in myself that I may rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troop. Verse 17 says, though in the midst of all those situations, the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the whole leaf may fail, and the field yields no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the store, I made a decision. Yet I will. And then I will do what? Joy in the God of my salvation. I will joy the God of my salvation. In another place, he said, who makes my feet like hinds feet, that I may tread or walk upon my high places. And fifthly, or the lastly this morning, be generous as a giver. Be generous. At this time of trial, at this time of temptation, be generous in your giving. The mindset is to hold back. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your talent. Be generous with your money. Be generous. You need ₦1 million, you have 100,000, someone needs 5,000. Be generous. Be generous. You need 100 million, someone needs less than that. Be generous. Because that's the key. The thing, I mean, it happened. Human beings, Israel, and even now, it happens. The thing that at this time, the normal thing that people want to do is to conserve everything that they have. Hey, but the kingdom people, you must share what you have. There is hopelessness. Give up. There is lack. Whatever you can do within your area that God has helped you, offer help to someone. Be generous. Be generous. Be generous. Jesus was generous. For God so loved the world that he gave. A gift of Jesus changed the dynamics for us as human beings. The gift of Jesus, he forgave our sins. He healed our sicknesses. He has crowned us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. Our youths have been renewed like the eagle. So be generous. Be generous. Be generous. I say it over and over again. Because see, when you are generous as a kingdom person, you don't know what it is. But he said, but if the cloud, Ecclesiastes 3, can we read it? He said, give a portion to 6, give a portion to 7. Ecclesiastes 11. Ecclesiastes 11. Let's just read it. You never know. You never know. Ecclesiastes 11, 3. Said, if the cloud, can we read 2, please? Or let's read from 1. Let's read from 1. It said, cast your bread upon the waters. The water is a type of people, it's a type of the nations. For you will find it. You will find it. There's nothing that you can do, whether for God or for the sake of humanity, that does not have a reward attached to it. Be generous. Don't say, I mean, somewhere in James, he say, if you are able to do something for someone, do it. Don't say to your brother, if it's in your capacity to do, don't say, go and come back. Do it. Don't say to your brother who says he's hungry and you have extra meal. You just say, be filled. God will fill your belly. No, don't say it. Feed someone. Be generous. Be generous. He said, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it. And if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will be sensitive. So then, I know that people will always want to give excuse. Ah, this day and age, you don't even know who is true. You don't even know who is genuine. You have the Holy Ghost. It's the spirit of truth. It can teach you all things. It can tell you that someone is lying. So, but be generous. Cast your bread upon the water, for you will find it after many days. What does he say? The next verse, he said, give a serving, a portion to 7, and also to 8. For you do not know what the evil that will be on the earth. But hey, your generosity will always make room for you. Said, there's just one thing. When you give portion to 6, you give portion to 7 or 8, it said, the clouds are full. They're full of rain. And so they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree will fall to the south or the north, in the place where the tree fall, it shall lie. You can predict what is happening. So Jesus is the source of our joy. And please understand, when he comes into the heart of any man, he has become our Savior, he has become our Lord, and he has become our King. And we need to give him room to operate in our lives. It's a complete package that he comes with. He pulls into your life restoration for every lost opportunity. He helps you resolve the issues of your right resolution. He renews your strength. He releases his grace and blessing upon you. He declares jubilee to you, freedom. He declares healing and fruitfulness in every seemingly lost opportunities. My prayer for us today is what Paul prayed for the people in Romans 15, 13. He said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God say,
amen.
So consider it pure joy when you are faced with trials of many kinds, because you should know by the witness of the Holy Spirit that whatever it is, the testing of your faith will develop in you the strength of perseverance. And when the works are finished, you will become mature, complete. And if peradventure, if anyone today is in the midst of a situation and it's very overwhelming, he says, ask him for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him. Ask him. Because there is a blessing. Whatever challenge we are confronted with, there is still a blessing. Verse 12 of that James 1 says, blessed is the man who persevere under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. God has promised to those who love him. And please live with that mindset. Everything we do doesn't begin and end here. There is an eternal perspective concerning our lives. There is an eternal perspective. This Wednesday, last Wednesday, as we closed the service, my phone was ringing because I used my phone to make my notes. And on our way home, I got a call again. An uncle of mine, and this is someone, I was saying to my wife, I can count the number of my cousins, my nieces, that, we call him Madame. The reason why we call him Madame is that while we were growing up, he used to back us. He passed on. He wasn't sick. He wasn't anything. But, the memory of him that I had since that Wednesday, he will look out for us. You can dump many. While we were growing up, we didn't. I was even saying to her, I thought that he was my blood brother, because that's the way that he was just there. But hey, it's passed on. The only thing we can remember about him now are those memories. He's also looking out for the best interest. And it's just a very simple thing. He traveled, came back, said he wasn't feeling so good. Says just not feeling good. And I'm saying this to you so that you can realize that this life that we live, it's a very flimsy. It's like the Bible describes us as a fable. Vapor. A hand is what you are cooking. It appeared for a while and then said he wasn't feeling fine. Went for someone's wedding last week, weekend. Came back, I think, on Sunday. And then Monday, he wasn't feeling fine. By Monday evening, he said he wasn't feeling fine. They took him to the hospital. It was okay all through Tuesday. So they discharged him on Wednesday. Few meters to his house. He just started gasping for breath. By the time they took him back to the hospital, he was gone. Two things I can remember about him. His devotion to the Lord. And then his devotion to people. I can't remember his car. That's not useless. It's useless. I can't remember the house he's built. No matter how beautiful to me. The thing that struck the most in my mind was his contribution. And it's the same thing. We are all walking corpses. Whether you accept it or not, that's the reality of life. You have this space of eternity to do all that you are supposed to do. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on people. Let your confidence and hope continue to be in the Lord. He has promised, that's what the songwriter says, every promise of God, there are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. If you are a believer in Christ, you belong to God's family, every of his promises, there are yes and amen in your life. All you just have to do is to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. The poster of Jesus, the Bible says, who for the joy. So, no matter the trial, the temptation, there is a joy ahead of you.
Don't lose sight on that joy. Don't lose sight on that joy. And then we live in an hour that people don't mind. They said, don't mind. It's my life. I can live it anyhow. It's your life. But it's also not your life. Don't because of what to eat, what to drink, eat porridge. Or give up. And then you now regard, the Bible says, Esau, he sought it with tears, but he couldn't find it. Nobody knows. I mean, we can all do all that we want to do, but at the end of the day, what I think we can't, personally, and looking at the scripture, is your devotion to God and what you do to help other people in the capacity God has provided for you. This week is a week of blessing. This week is a week where we will not lose our joy. This week is a week where the joy of the Lord will continually be our strength. In Jesus' precious name. Can you stand with me? Let's just pray.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,